If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a meeting called by two councillors.
Illegally!
Welcome to The Hotbed. This is the podcast which aims to make the world a better place, one orgasm at a time. I'm Lisa Williams.
And I'm Aniki Somerville.
And it's lovely to be here, isn't it, Aniki?
It is. The sun's shining outside. We've had about, 6 months of rain. And finally, the sun's out. You were saying earlier, there's quite a lot of people out about, despite the fact that we're in lockdown.
Yeah.
Having coffee, pretending that life's a bit normal. Basically, the only thing you can do is have coffee and go for a walk.
Now, listeners, we're back here because this isn't strictly a series, is it, Aniki? But I missed doing the hotbed, and I thought maybe we could do a little lockdown special. So if you are looking for advice on how to homeschool like a boss, how to declutter your home, then let us know where you find the answers, because you're not going to get them here, unfortunately, in this episode.
No. I mean, the homeschooling thing, we're going to talk a bit about libido, but let's just say that homeschooling is not going to work on your libido. The two things are at two polar opposites, aren't they?
Yes. And we asked you guys how your lockdown was treating your love life, your marriage, your partnership, your single life, etc. And we've got some nice answers that we're going to read out. But first, I'm going to ask Aniki. Aniki, has lockdown three been lockdown of your undies, or has it been cockdown?
No. I mean, I think the thing is, and actually I was talking to someone else about this, I think we just have to be realistic that if your relationship can survive the pandemic, then that is enough. And actually, I wouldn't want anyone to be listening to this and thinking, what, on top of all the other bullshit that I've got to take care of, I'm also expected to have an awful lot of sex as well. So I think at the moment it's on hold. And from what I can tell anecdotally from friends, they've just called time on it. And that's fine. Because there's a little part of me which is kind of like, all of my emotional energy is invested at the moment, and there's nothing left.
Yeah, loads of people have said the same thing. And what I think has been really nice about what some people have said is that they've almost had a conversation about it, of just like, look, this is on hold for a bit. I don't feel like myself, and let's just wait until this shit show has blown over, until we can start employing the word blow in a slightly sexier way.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's it. And I think as long as you've the thing is that all of the things that are happening, spending such long periods of time, because I was thinking about it this morning, and I was thinking, in a relationship, ordinarily, the amount of time that you would spend with your partner would probably be much more limited, maybe 2 hours a day, maybe three. I mean, I'm not counting the hours when you're asleep, but do you know what I mean? It would be like a limited time. So actually, what we've been through is so much time together that when the pandemic finishes, we're probably then going to have a holiday from one another for about 6 months in order to just redress the balance, because it's as if we've been holed up in a cave, in a siege sort of situation, spending very, very long periods of time. And so in order to, I think, to get the relationship back on an even keel, I think you almost got to go, you've got to say, right, I will see you in 6 months, and then we can come back and regroup. So I predict that there'll be a big market in kind of holidays of women going with their female friends, or and men going maybe with their male friends, and saying, okay, let's just have some time apart for a bit. Don't you think?
Magaluf.
Yeah, don't you fancy
package
that?
Package holiday for a week. Oh my God, yes.
That's what I mean, all the conversations. All exactly.
We'll get some t-shirts made.
What do you now fancy going on holiday with your partner?
Well, I just fancy going on holiday. I'm not that fussy. Ideally, if we go with the family, like with some kind of childcare included, just want to sort of lie on a sun lounger and have a sleep. I mean, there's a woman whose garden backs onto mine where I work. And I've spent days just last summer when it was really hot, she was just lying on a sun lounger. I can see the garden now. She's just lying on a sun lounger, chilling. And I would just look at her and go, the amount of money I would pay to be in your position today.
I know.
Now I'm going to read out some lovely messages from our listeners. So we asked how your lockdown three was treating you. And should we take turns? Because you've got some that you
I've
wrote
got
down
some.
As well. So I've got, someone said, we're like best friends without the benefits, which I think chimes with a lot of people. It's very true for a lot of people. Someone's written more cuddles and less sex. Someone said they've had less sex but more intimacy, which I thought was really interesting. Because I think, if, like you say, if you can kind of furlough your love life a little bit, but at least keep yourselves close and feeling loved and cared for and sexy, as in I appreciate you, but, you know, it's not happening, then I think that can probably tide you over till you're feeling, you know, slightly more foxy.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing these things which I would call the hostage hug, which is kind of...
Oh, God.
I think it's just kind of like, it's like during the day, you're kind of, you're really at the end of your tether. And so you just cling on to the other person for maybe 5 or 10 seconds and then walk away. And I think it can't be dissimilar to hostages. So people who are kind of in sort of very high tension situations, especially when you've got young children in the house, and basically the whole day is just about dragging your body around the house until it's time to go to bed again. Mm. The hostage hug really helps. It's just the kind it's not that you're holding them hostage, but it's just the kind of, it's almost like the, if I don't have a hug now, I am going to die. There's nothing sexual in it. It's just pure, I need to know, I need to feel that there's somebody there, because I'm feeling so bad at the moment. And then you can walk away again and you can go and do Play-Doh, put the telly on, do a bit of homeschooling. We probably do about 4 or 5 of those, you know.
Yeah, maybe you need your next one.
Hostage hug's a bit negative. Let's call it emergency cuddle.
Great concept, terrible name. Yeah, emergency cuddle, I like that. And we've had lots of our single listeners saying, well, like two things really. Some just saying non-existent and ha, 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 ha. And others saying that they've used online dating. So we've had a few sort of shout outs for Bumble and how that has procured some lovely partners. And then this is really sweet. Must be a great lover because the guy I'm shagging now shields for 2 weeks and tests just to see me.
Oh, see, that's proof of a good relationship, isn't it? Somebody's willing to put that effort in.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I was mainly looking at the kind of... somebody wrote a brilliant one, actually. This was in our messages saying about hand jobs keeping their marriage alive. And I thought, bloody hell, have you even got the energy to do that? That's amazing. So I've been using my phone so much that actually both of my wrists are now in slings. You know, I can't even... I mean, the notion that I'd have the wrist power to be able to do that. I take my hat off to that lady. Well, over our illustrious career in the hotbed, we've had various lovely vibrators given to us. And some of them are still wrapped up in my computer bag, so in the boxes with the cellophane wrapped over them. But again, you see, this is the problem, I think I've said to you before, is if I can't find a battery that is going to go in that thing, then that again becomes another stressor, because it's like I've got to go to the shop, buy the battery, put it in, look at the instructions. So they, unfortunately, even the sex toys haven't had a good innings either, I don't think.
There's been a lot of love for Lily Allen's sex toy range, which is basically the Womanizer, which is basically the same as the Satisfyer that was the first sex toy me and Cherry reviewed. And so I'm quite happy to see that out in the world, pleasing people. And then we were given Smile Makers by Oliver Bonus last year. And the tennis coach one's pretty good. I recommend that one.
Do
and we
you?
Were talking, weren't we, in our video about how tennis coaches are always sexy. And so I think it's quite a nice sort of nice bit of imagery.
Yeah, that's a funny thing. I don't know why, but you said tennis coach. And then immediately I saw Tom Selleck in a really high cut pair of shorts. Tom Selleck, I mean, he's still alive, I think. Incredibly sexy man. Like, I think we've shared his image many times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've shared him for Ellie of the Scummy Mummies on her request, because she said he was her middle-aged, you know, heartthrob, dreamboat.
But what's quite funny, and that's another little... Maybe that is a nice tip, actually, is if you can find a film that you can watch with your children but has some sort of eye candy for yourself. So, I mean, I couldn't get I couldn't get her to watch Three Men and a Baby, but if I can find other films like that, I mean, I'm trying to think of other examples. Can you think of any other examples?
But in the new version of the Chipmunks, Dave's pretty hot, but he's a cartoon character. I don't know. Does that count?
It could do. I mean, I've sort of fallen in love with Flop a little bit out of Bing, only because he's so understanding and he never loses his temper.
Tell me about your lockdown hunks then. Do you have any new like flavours of the month?
I think, let's have a think. It's interesting. I'm trying to think of all the stuff that I've watched on telly, watched so much stuff on telly, and there hasn't been an awful lot of talent. I've not been into Bridgerton, can't get into it. Everyone keeps telling me how good it is, but have you been watching it, Bridgerton?
Well, I started watching it, and I started watching it with my other half, and he was just like, this is really boring. And I probably would have given it more time if he'd been into it, but we watched maybe one or two episodes, and there wasn't any shagging, so I got a bit bored. But apparently the really good sexy stuff happens like five episodes in, which is quite a lot of commitment. So no, I never got there either.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. I feel like... maybe I've been watching a bit too much. We were watching something called The Investigation, which was all about a really awful crime sort of investigation in Denmark. And I don't think I've been watching very much that's been very evocative or erotic or anything like that. So,
did you watch Steve McQueen's Lovers Rock?
No. Was that good?
Ah, you would love it. You would absolutely love it. Yeah, it's amazing. It's basically an art film set at a house party. And there's some very sexy dancing and it's really sort of sensuous. Like you can feel the sort of fabric of what they're wearing and the smell and the sounds. And yeah, that's hot.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, Hotbed listeners. This is Dr. Karen, aka the Sex Doctor, and I'm here to talk about rescuing your libido in lockdown. The first thing I want to say is try not to worry about it too much. Everybody who lives with a partner is seeing a huge decrease in their libido in lockdown, and it makes perfect sense. We see the same person every day, 24/7. There's a ton more stress and we basically live in our pajamas. And all of those things contribute to us really just not feeling like it. So try not to worry too much. It'll be back once we can get out again. We can start to have some time away from the family. We can start doing things that make us feel good again and make us feel like us again. And we can start wearing makeup or start dressing in clothes that make us feel like we're not just in the house all day. But if you can't wait and you want to make some changes now, there are a couple of things that will work. Basically, know how your desire works. Desire in long-term relationships is responsive, not there out of the blue, which means you need to kickstart it. There are plenty of things that will kickstart it. Thinking about audio erotica, apps like Dipsy, thinking about porn, and there's plenty of ethical porn available where you don't feel icky after you've watched it. Those types of things will really kickstart your desire. Another thing, I know it sounds odd, but sex research tells us that if we spend time with a partner doing something a bit fun and a bit different together, where we have a laugh and kind of hang out in a way we don't usually hang out, that tends to have an effect of increasing our desire.
So for example, you might swap one night a week of watching Netflix for doing something different together, like a board game, like planning your perfect cross-country trip when all this is over, like having a go sketching each other for a laugh, whatever it might be. Those things are things that you can do during lockdown that science tells us will have an effect. So you could try those as well. If you want to know more about desire, you can watch my TED talk or get my book, Mind the Gap, The Truth About Desire and How to Future-Proof Your Sex Life. And we have a ton of resources to help your sex life for free on our website, as well as some online workshops around desire and long-term relationships and a new one about how to not let having kids ruin your sex life. That's all for me for now. Have a great day and thanks, Hotbed crew.
Lisa here to tell you about my podcast, If You Like the Hotbed. It's called 50 Shades of Green and it is founded and hosted by Lauren Derrett, the founder of Wear 'Em Out Pads, the reusable menstrual product brand. She is starting a podcast to discuss eco tips, eco hacks, eco dilemmas, and eco recommendations. And her first guest is none other than Jules Oliver. How about? If you'd like to listen and find out more about when it starts, follow her on Instagram at Wear 'Em Out Pads. Enjoy.
And did you see, Aniki, that we've been published in Poland? Our book's been published in Poland.
I didn't see that. No, that's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, my God. And it looks completely amazing. So someone tweeted a picture of it and it's pink with like dark pink writing. And it's such clever artwork. It's like called, so more orgasms, please, in Polish. Polish listeners, forgive my accent. Dużo orgasmo proce. That means more orgasms, please. But what they've done with dużo, which must mean more, they've done loads of O's. So it's like dużo orgasmo.
That's clever.
It's so clever. I'm going to show you, but obviously our listeners can't see. But it's like,
Cool. I'm so impressed with the design. That's brilliant.
So, Polish listeners, if you found us through our publication in Poland and if you can understand English, sorry we don't speak Polish, but we're really happy to have you and we hope you enjoyed our book. Did you see our lovely dildo lady on the BBC News? She was a spokesperson.
I did.
So dildo lady was on the BBC talking about something in very unassuming sort of background with a bookshelf, just like everyone's house, basically. And there was like a huge pink dildo on one of the shelves, which an eagle-eyed viewer spotted, and she became instantly famous.
Yeah, but it was funny because I had a hand cream, I think it was, on the bed, on the headboard of the bed. And I could see that whenever I was talking to this person, their eyes kept going up to the headboard, you know, and it was quite a it was supposed to be a professional meeting. And so I had to just call it out. So I just actually picked it up and I said, oh, this, you're looking at this. I said, and I unfortunately used the word. I said, oh, this is not lube, it's hand cream. But they were a little bit horrified. But I sort of feel like at the moment, all of those etiquettes that used to exist are no longer, I really don't think we can judge people on what they have in the back at any point. You know, it could be anything at all, couldn't it? If they've got a sex harness hanging from the ceiling, lube.
Bring it out, babes, bring it out.
Exactly. We're all working in these very difficult situations. So I hope people weren't shaming her because they shouldn't have been.
I think people just found it so funny that that's why they were sharing it. And I think that it really depends on how she is and how she'd react to that. Like, I would probably find that quite funny, but it depends how people, I suppose, are reacting to her and if they're laughing in the street or whatever. Like, no one can deal with that. I personally wouldn't shame her. I'm not going to name her. I would have put the screen grab on our grid, but it didn't feel right to sort of keep on sharing it. I'm happy to talk about it. But similarly, I saw a really good article about it by Rebecca Reed, who's a really good journalist who often writes about sex and relationships. And she cut off the name. So she did show the picture, but she cut off her name, which I thought was quite nice. So
yeah.
I salute that woman. The thing is, we don't know if it was a real dildo. It could have been a joke one. Like, it looked a little bit like it could have been, you know, that game that's like Hoopla, but with an erect penis that you might have for a hen do. Like, it could have been that. Lastly, I wanted to ask you about the mental load in your house. So how are you able to to organise all the jobs that need doing. And obviously we can sort of complain about it, laugh about it, but like it is quite a big deal. And lots of surveys and studies have shown how much more women are doing than men in heterosexual relationships, and how men think they're doing loads of homeschooling, but they're not. And I suppose now that we're both stuck at home, if you're in a relationship, then there is kind of more housework to do and there's more things to do. How's it all going in your household?
Do you know what? I think finally in lockdown three, we've kind of worked things out, but we're in a different situation. Everyone is in such a different situation because the thing is, Paul is on furlough, so he is not working. I am working, but we're lucky enough that one child can go into childcare. So we've got one child at home that we're homeschooling. So the people that I've been talking to are trying to homeschool three children. This is one of my friends. Three children working. She's working full time and her partner's working full time.
Mm.
Well, in that scenario, I'd take my hat off because there are people, obviously the single parents, you know, having to deal with challenging times, having kids are at home all the time and trying to work and having no respite. So I've got to the stage now where there's a dangerous little thing that happens, which I think is that you start thinking the domestic stuff can wait, which is, you know, nobody's coming to the house. So who the fuck cares if your toilet hasn't got toilet duck shoved down it, you know? And so I think I'm a big fan of the once a week all I can see clean, which it takes me 20 minutes and I just speed around the house and dust anything that looks dusty and that's it. And then quick bathroom and that's it. And then the rest of the time we're just muddling along. So I think the washing is one of the biggest things, washing and food. And one of the things I was talking about, which I don't know if you agree, is just being the person who always comes up with a plan. So that's the heaviest load for me, is just kind of like, what are we doing today? What's the plan? And that's I think before, obviously, we had activities to do. We had kids' parties to go to. We had things that we would do as a family. Now, the only bit of the plan that I come up with is the walk, and nobody enjoys it. You know what people have been talking about locally? This is how bad it is. There's some flats going up near us, and the developer has put a collage outside to show what the flats will look like. You know how developers put fancy schmancy pictures on? And I would say that people have been leaving the house to go and look at the photographs of what the apartments are going to look like. And some people have been screen grabbing pictures of the collage and then sharing that on WhatsApp groups. So
that's like, so me and my family, did you ever do this? Oh my God, I've just realised how weird we probably are. But me and my family used to most weekends go and look around a show home.
Oh yeah.
Did you
I would love
do that?
That. No, but that to me would be ideal. I'd love that.
I don't know if that's such a thing anymore, but we weren't house hunting, but we'd look around show homes and I would always, oh my God, I would always go and use the loo, and my sister would always open the fridge and see if there was any food or drink in there. And that was like the ritual thing that we did.
It makes me laugh because I think Matt Haig, who does a lot of these kind of slightly uplifting sort of affirmation statements on Instagram, he's obviously a writer as well. He'd done something about, you know, when we sit in a cafe or when we go to the cinema, it's just going to feel amazing. It's going to feel incredible. And then part of me is like, I hope it does. But then I also hope we still have this little kind of appreciation of really tedious, tiny things. Because actually, you know, because our expectations have had to get so much lower that, you know, you are literally like, oh, there's a new brand of cheese in Lidl. You know, that's exciting.
So lockdown was meant to lift on the 8th of March. I don't know if it will, but like if that date is still being stuck to, then it's International Women's Day. And I was thinking about that because that was one of the last podcasts that we recorded together, was our Women's Day episode with Book of Mum and Karen Gurney at Soho Radio. And I was like, God, it's just a change of mindset, because last year it was all about, well, you know, what can we achieve and what can we fight for? International Women's Day this year, end of lockdown. All I want is a spa day.
Spa day. And I do think a girly holiday, or, you know, it's good. Girly is a bit sexist. A woman's holiday, an International Women's Day holiday. That's what it should be.
International Women's Holiday.
I think all women should just be able to stay in bed all day.
Yeah. All day, and that's it. And then we'll get back to the campaigning after that, but we're too knackered,
we're too tired. Exactly. So just have very low expectations. Bed and Schitt's Creek.
New book is going to be called More Sleep Please: Why Female Relaxation Matters by the Hotbed Collective.
Yeah, exactly. That's the title of it. Exactly. That's going to go down. That's it. That is it, isn't it? It's a step process. So you need to do the relaxation. Then you can, it's Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If you look it up online, you can see like the baseline needs. And at the moment, we're kind of in the, I think I'm going to die need state. And we need to go up to the kind of, I'm feeling good enough now that I can start thinking about normal everyday things like sex again. That's one of the things I'm going to do. I mean, I know we're all about positive body positivity, but something's happened to my chin, I think, through excessive phone usage and Zoom meetings, where I've sort of grown a gizzard underneath. And so the first thing I'm going to try and do is get it taped up in some sort of surgical maneuver, which may not be very feminist, but I don't give a shit. My advice to younger listeners is get your chin out whilst you can. Make sure you
enjoy that chin.
Really, really display the chin and show it off as much as you can, especially in Zooms.
Feel that chin, stroke it, work it, love it, use it, want it.
Exactly. And don't, because later on you'll miss it.
You've been listening to The Hotbed, the podcast brought to you by The Hotbed Collective, who want to make life better, one orgasm at a time. If you like us, we would love it if you could subscribe to us using your podcast player. And while you're there, leave us a glowing review, if only to massage our paper-thin egos. Thank you.